Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Indeed, there is in the Messenger of Allah a perfect role model. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. 1400 years ago, a man was born in Mecca, in present-day Saudi Arabia, who changed the course of world's history. He is the last in the long line of prophets who brought the word of God to humanity. Ancient scriptures, sociological traditions, or guides in the way to righteousness have no example to show that in a short span of just 23 years, the most ignorant and barbaric people become the teachers, most civilized and well-mannered people on the earth. The world truly can't present any other example of this miraculous success. And this was because of Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family, whose way of life shaped the lives of millions of Muslims around the world and continues to inspire billions and trillions around the world even today. Because of his noble qualities, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, continues to be attracted by everyone around the world, be that a Muslim or a non-Muslim. His qualities of being peace-loving, kind, merciful, generous, modest, his concern for orphans and children, his respect for the people of other religions touched everyone's heart, no matter the race, color, gender, religion or faith. And that is why a well-known Nobel Prize winner, Sir Bernard Shaw, admitted in his book Genuine Islam, "I have studied Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and in my opinion, he must be called the savior of humanity." His noble qualities even prompted Michael Hart, who is another author and astrophysicist, to admit no individual influences the world as much as Prophet Muhammad of Islam. He is the only person who was supremely successful on both religious and secular fronts. Prophet Muhammad's simple lifestyle is an example for the entire mankind. He showed his followers the value of humility in social life and simplicity in family life. Well, we'll be talking more about his qualities and deduced lessons after a short break.
Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka, Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka,
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you but as mercy to the worlds. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 107, about his beloved prophet, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. So towards whom is he merciful? Well, what we have seen throughout his life, he was merciful towards all the creatures. And let's talk about them one by one. Let's talk about children. The Prophet had a special love of children, whether they were his own children or those of others. Kindness towards children was one of the special practices of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He greeted children as he passed them, reports one of his companions Anas. According to Ibn Abbas, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to hold the first of any seasonal harvest. O Allah, like you have made us see its beginning, allow us to see its end. Then he would give it to any child sitting around him. How nice and how merciful. Well, when his guests brought children with him, the Prophet, peace be upon him, called them towards him and placed them on his lap. Now let's ask ourselves what we do if we invite guests today. We probably try not to invite the ones who have kids because we don't want our walls to get, you know, polluted with the dirt, or we don't want our, if we have an apartment life, we don't want the noise to be coming in, going out. We don't want them to be jumping on our sofas and so on. But look at the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, used to set some kids in a row and say, I'll give such and such gift or so to the one who comes to me first. So they would use to race and fall on his back and chest. He also advised his followers, respect your children and treat them with good manners and in an acceptable way. Well, we'll talk more about how merciful he was towards the children, but after a short break, we'll be back in a while.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. You're listening to the program Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we're talking about his merciful life, how merciful he was towards the children. Well, in order to show respect to his own children, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, would either lengthen his prostration during the prayer or would end the prayer quickly, depending on the circumstances. One day, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein al-Islam arrived while the Prophet was staying. The Prophet rose to show respect to them. The Prophet went towards them to welcome them. He opened his arms, took them both, put them on his shoulders and walked while saying, "What a good ride you are having, and what good riders you are." The Prophet, peace be upon him, would also stand in presence of his daughter Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha, to show respect to her, which was very rare in those days. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family would kiss the children often, an expression of his love and mercy towards them. Once a man named Al-Aqra bin Habis saw Allah's Messenger, may peace be upon him and his purified family, kissing Imam Hassan alayhi salam. He said, "I have 10 children, but I have never kissed any of them." Whereupon Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Innahu man la yarham la yurham. He who does not show mercy towards his children, no mercy would be shown to him." According to another version, he said, "What can I do for you if Allah has removed from you the feeling of compassion?" In old occasions, Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family respected children, and he would teach the people in practical terms how to train the personalities of the children. Well, we'll talk more about the topic in the upcoming session. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah.
full of